These little round pieces of bread you get with fish in a restaurant or your wife not making home, what are they called?
Little round pieces of bread.
Mm-hmm. Hush puppies.
Oh, you mean like a bun, would it?
You ever heard the expression hush puppies?
Hush puppies, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know how that expression originated, Mr. Reeves?
No, I don't. I've heard it, but I never did give any thought where it ever started that. Why?
The there are different types of homemade bread. Something like sourdough biscuits.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with those?
No, I've heard of them. I've heard them talk about making sourdough biscuits, but I don't know just the...
Something that, a pastry that would go good with a cup of coffee that you might dunk down in your coffee.
Yeah, well, one of the, one of the most things that would be likely to think about would be a donut to eat with coffee.
Can you think of a nickname for a donut?
Donut does have a nickname. Let's see, I don't believe I can recall it right now.
What, at breakfast, you might have a certain type of bread made out of flour that you pour syrup or molasses over. What do you call those?
Well, I guess what maybe we think about a pancake or a... Of course, we have buckwheat cakes that are made out of buckwheat cakes or pancakes. Or...
If you had more than 1 pound of flour, you would have what?
If you had more than 1 pound of flour.
If you had 2, you would have what?
I guess 1 pound of flour. If you had over that, you'd just have over a pound. It may not be 2 pounds, but you'd have a pound and part of another pound or all of another pound. Or
this, what do they put in bread or flour to get the bread to raise? Or
yeast.
This colored part of the inside of an egg.
I believe that's the yolk of an egg.
What color is it?
Yellow.
How many ways can you prepare this egg?
Well, the most common ways, you can, of course, fry an egg, you can boil an egg, and you can scramble an egg. Of course, you have deviled eggs, but I think they have to first be boiled to make deviled eggs. So boil them and fry them and scramble them, I guess, would be about the most common things. An egg omelet.
What are some of the meats you might eat with eggs?
Well, I'd say that the most common meat that we might eat would be for the breakfast meal, and we would generally refer to it as bacon. Bacon and eggs is a general thing to go together. Or maybe sausage, eggs and sausage, or eggs and bacon.
How about this huge piece of meat taken from the side of a hog?
We call that the middling of meat.
Who would actually prepare this meat?
Butcher.
How about meat that might be unfit for human consumption, have an odor to it?
Well, we would say that it is stale, or maybe use the word stark, or stale, or rank.
Rank.
Rank is, as it has a rank smell, rank taste.
Would you use the expression rank in any other way?
Any other form, meaning something else?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, rank might mean a certain position that you might hold. You say his rank in the army as to where he was a private or a lieutenant or what officer. Or rank in anything else. I mean, the position that you might hold in it. You say his rank, the degree of the position that he might hold.